This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Remix.
Good morning, everybody. Headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. I can't even.
You can't even. I knew you were going to not even.
I got to stay off the phone during the show here.
Well.
It's hard to do.
We respond to social media during the commercials and things, and we'll get on tangents and stuff. And next thing you know, you're thinking about the the other universe where things are different.
I want to know why my Instagram feed got hacked and taken over by breastfeeding women.
Because that's what you look up. You follow hashtag breastfeeding.
But I didn't think it was going to flood it.
Well, you asked a good question. Do, like, women switch nipples? Because, like, one's going to get chafed and the other one, like, they got to switch back and forth.
Can you imagine? No, I'm right-handed, so I'm only going to nurse with my right.
What if the baby will only go on the left one? And, like, wow.
What? Hey, fat boy, what if you have two? You have to have one on each?
I hope you have two. What if you have three?
No.
Like Total
babies.
Recall?
You don't do it at the same time. You can't hold two babies at the same time. You have to alternate.
First question.
Moron.
Is a wet nurse, like, somebody who fills in for the mom?
She's really excited to be there.
Yes.
I was always lactating. Second.
Yes. Back in the day.
If you breastfeed a kid and you just got the one kid, no matter which side the kid is on, the other breast should not be an accessory, like a play toy. That makes it kind of weird.
Well, normally you don't leave it all hanging out like that.
I know this one lady.
But it does look weird if you have just one flopped out.
This one lady's doing it while driving, and then the comments, the guy's like, drinking and driving's not cool.
Oh, my God. She's breastfeeding and driving?
Yes.
God.
Well, that's not good. That's distracted driving if I've ever heard.
You got to have that kid in the car seat. Is she
that
leaning
is
over the car
the
seat?
Law. Yeah, so dumb.
I mean, it was not in this country, obviously. So I don't know what the rules are.
You mean obviously? They don't mean anything.
Well, the way she was dressed, it was like, you know, you wouldn't wear that.
Well, I mean, you would get so many violations on that. Not only not having your kid in the proper
wearing
seat,
a papoose,
nudity out in public. It just like it's not even worth it.
There's always the guy too that says my turn next. I never said that, but other people said that.
That's why creepers like you are on there. It's obvious.
I think it's equally creepy that, well, yeah, here I am a guy saying it. I just think it's equally creepy that women have influencer accounts to just do that. Like, what happens when the kid grows up and, like, what happens?
Yeah, I'd sue my mother.
That's the thing, man.
Not that. I mean, like, where's her, like, her influence is she does breastfeeding videos. But once that kid grows up and she's not breastfeeding anymore, what's her gimmick then?
What do you do then? Some of these kids are too old to be doing it in some of these videos. I mean, it looks weird.
It's different countries, though. They have different things over there. Plus, they wear diapers if they're 12 in some countries. I did until I was 11.
Are they answering questions in the feed, or is it just like...
I turn the comments off.
Look what I can do. I can feed my kid. Okay, whatever. What can you do next?
You know the best one is the lady that goes into Walmart, and she's pushing the kid in the cart, and she's breastfeeding the kid, but the kid's in the cart still.
And she's standing upright?
And he's holding it like, he's got to hold it.
God bless.
This sucker is long.
Because there are legitimate questions for breastfeeding, like in the hospital, if your milk doesn't let down, what are you going to do? And somebody's actually suggested you drink a beer. That helps. So, I mean, they're to relax the mom. So I can see why
now this kid's
in
struggling.
Adult world, fat boy, that you would have people asking questions. But
it's like if you buried your face into a yoga ball to get a bite of a sandwich. I felt bad for the kid.
Because I mean, why even buy porn if it's like that? Instagram is so...
Because there's a kid in it.
Yeah, it's
not, that is just sick.
It's not porn. It's just have questions about it when it pops up, like, how old the kid is and what they're doing in these videos, and the comments, of course, are
it just great. Seems like more of a way to be naked and have a reason to be.
I mean, that's like, a lot on Instagram. People want to...
Like, are other breastfeeding moms looking at it for, like, pointers and stuff?
I guess, maybe.
I don't think so. I think it's more or less just, this is a way I can show my...
Like, if you...
Boobies.
Mm-hmm. If YouTube, on the internet and get away with it.
If YouTube was around when you were growing up,
oh, I'd be a sot now. I'd be a
Well, I mean, like,
mess.
Would you watch it to learn how to, like, shave yourself or
You know, I wasn't tall because my daddy had a big beard, too.
So. I mean, honestly, there's some really good instructional videos on YouTube.
They're really, and that's where they get away with it.
Like the car stuff, I learned how to...
Well, there wasn't one telling me not to build an entertainment center on a coffee table.
Replace my battery. I've learned how to do things on my car that I wouldn't have.
I've learned how to get breast exams, shave privates by watching YouTube.
I'm glad you're
shaking lumps.
You're doing it in the right place, so that makes a lot of sense.
I don't know how you check for lumps as a guy. Just saying, I don't know how that works.
I don't know. They got lumps like all over.
Yeah, men get. Men
I don't know if they're good or bad.
Too, fat boy, I'm telling you.
Yeah, but you know what you're supposed to do? You're supposed to. Oh, I can't believe I'm saying
self-exam.
This. But you're supposed to like squeeze them. That hurts. Squeeze. I'd rather have the lump than to, like, squish it.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I would, Paige. They're my balls.
His balls, his choice.
Yes, print
your
shirt.
You would spread to your lip nodes, and that's your own deal.
Do you spread your lips, fat boy? Nodes. Limps.
I'm just saying it's hard to find lumps. There are already two lumps there.
I didn't even mean, like, ball jokes. I just feel like, I don't know, like when you rub like all over your body, like do you not feel like just knots in certain places?
Yeah.
Like, but I don't know that that's a bad knot.
But you should have it checked out if it's tender or something.
I will.
If those farm animals start sniffing you, that's a sign of cancer. They start coming up to you, smelling places on your body.
They don't do that to each other.
They do it to you.
That's how they say hello.
They know these things.
I'm not going to the farm.
They know things.
You're thinking about cats who smell cancer. I don't think pigs are going to smell dirty knots. Like, they're not dirty. I don't have bed sores or nothing. What are you doing?
No.
They know.
They're not full of pus or anything. They're just like, I feel like a rough spot on my body.
What if you got prostate cancer?
It's like a nodule.
I don't want a cow telling me I got that. Like, what is he? What is he doing? Like, he's over here a little
psycho
close.
Cow. I know. He knows.
Cows kind of sound like ghosts in a sense.
They're sages.
No. They're mini jerseys. And I'm Annie Dexter.
I don't know where to begin, honestly.
If the farm animals start smelling your arm, you should go see a doctor.
You should.
I want to film things. My doctor saying
they
that.
They know things.
Why are you here today, Mr. Harris?
Well, my cat told
me. My pig was smelling my ass.
Why do you have a donkey?
He keeps smelling my abdomen, and I don't know why.
Your doctor wanted double bill. He says, can you bring the pig in?
No, come here. Let me get a sniff out. No, it doesn't smell bad to me.
Yeah,
I think you're fine.
Here's some medicine. It'll go
away. It'll be $35.
It's Teladoc, too. It'd be odd. How that would...
Yeah, smell-o-vision on Teladoc.
I hated doing Teladoc because I had to hack up in a napkin. He's like, show it to me.
I know. I just had to hold a little cup of pee up to the screen. They're like, yeah, it looks like your sugar's fine.
Looks great.
I was like, I need you to see it.
Where's the portal I'm supposed to put this urine through?
They're supposed to open the door and hold the cup while you have the other door open.
No, you don't want to ever open the door at the same time. No, on where I go for my blood sugar test. I videoed it one time for Fat Boy. Not the act, but me showing the little portal.
Now, do you cover it or you just leave it like that? Because I feel bad if you don't cover it up.
It's got a lid, but
it comes with a lid.
You can't do too much. They'll tell you got to redo it.
Right. you got to do about. But then, like, you also don't want to walk in there with a, you know, a low fuel. You know.
Yeah,
you
got to make sure you drink.
You ever leave a stool sample too? Like, I put you a little
no
swirl cherry on top.
You're gonna get things in your test that you don't want, like bacteria.
Oh man!
You have an infection if you get that.
Oh man.
I'm glad I'm not a doctor.
Me too.
Thank God.
I'm not.
The upstate would be zero population.
I'm not dealing with bodily fluids all day. I'm not going to be a fertility specialist because I don't want to see all that.
The doctors aren't doing it themselves either.
You're not
going to
deal with.
Thank you to the nurses of America.
Well, you won't have to deal with that. That's what
men, nurses,
the lab is for.
Nurses.
Like, I'm not working at a sperm bank. Oh, did you ever, when you delivered...
You robbed one yesterday.
When you delivered adult magazines...
Hands-free. What?
When you delivered adult magazines, did you ever go to one of those?
A sperm bank?
I never thought to ask that in all these years.
No, I just had... My district was gas stations. But not they were mom-and-pop gas stations. Like, it wasn't like... I didn't deliver it. I don't think Spinks or any of them carry pornography anymore.
I don't think so.
But back, you know... But
back in the day...
Not my place, Betty.
It's a family place.
Yeah. They're covered in paper, of course.
I ain't carrying them.
Pictures on the front. Just get the law.
And go somewhere else to get that smut.
Yeah.
You come here to get good food.
We got burgers. All right.
I didn't do one story on page in those Euro
Skies
headlines.
You didn't do one?
No. It was all about, I don't know what happened.
What happened there?
We just kind of railroaded it and took it over.
Oh, wow.
She's going to be mad now.
I'm not mad at all.
I know, because it's like going in, she's like, I'm only going to get time to do one here. So we'll break it into two. We'll do two.
It started with your perversion on Instagram.
It was you talking about...
You know, questions like, why is Russia trying to hack my algorithm with breastfeeding women?
Well, you can't say, but the other side says, well, no, they're trying to put this in the water to make men turn into women and all that, the estrogen levels. I don't know who to believe.
They're turning to solid women, folks. We're just no men left anymore.
Am I against fluoride? Do I like it? Do I not like it?
That's just from drugs and the... water system.
Suicidal shrimp. It's real. Look it up.
Dude, are you seeing the things with what dolphins are doing? No. It's weird. I'm not making a joke. I mean, alluding to it because it's interesting and funny. But dolphins are swimming on their backs, peeing in the air.
Oh, I got to try that.
You could never.
I couldn't swim into it. Just lay down. Can we do that tomorrow?
Sure. Do it in the morning.
It's too cold. Wait till around springtime.
We'll get your baby pool.
But they were literally like doing it and just all over themselves.
Wonder why.
I don't know. It's the same way like the, you know, those cycles where animals start going in circles and stuff. And it's like, oh, God, more of the end times crap. But the way this weather's been, I'm like, God, you know what? I don't know what.
They're probably confused.
I pulled out the wallet the other day and bought a buggy full of tank tops, damn it. And it's 27 when I went to work today. Prison What's wallet. Happening?
A buggy right. full of tank tops.
A buggy Come full on. Of tank tops.
You know we can't wear those.
All right. We will...
So good luck.
Well,
it's a certain age and a certain weight where you just can't
well,
wear them.
You also...
I'm not a hot 21-year-old dude.
You're not?
Not anymore, you're not.
I can't wear a tank top now.
All right. Paige, that was wonderful.
Yeah, you're sure.
I mean, one
welcome.
Of my arms is two colors as it is because it hangs out the window.
It looks like you smoke.
Because of a tattoo I got? It's supposed to be a Celtic knot, not a butterfly.
You might want to get your money back for that.
Like an old office where they used to like smoke back in the 70s and like the walls are yellow.
Oh, God.
Especially if they moved a painting and then,
just
this white
cleaning.
Square there. Yeah. It's like, I need a smoke. Just go lick the wall. It'll give you a little bump to time to go.
God.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about the SNL 50. That was one of the biggest like who's who's I remember in a long, long time.
It really was.
Like I would stop. I would pause it to look at people in the crowd. And
yeah.
Like,
the ones that passed away.
Or that's a woman wearing a wedding cake on her head.
Oh
I'm
God.
Not sure.
Or you wonder what they talk Cher. About.
Like, I know.
What did Kevin Costner and Cher talk about?
Were they moving around? Like, was it all place seating? Like, it was weird. But there were some missing things there that it's got to be something deep-seated.
Or I was like, hey, there's Peyton. Is he going to be on the show? Then he got to talk.
Oh, yeah. Eli didn't know.
Where
Eli
was
got
Eli?
The kick. He got to do the kick. He got to do that.
I mean, he didn't get the Hall of Fame on the first vote. He didn't get in SNL. He was there for the 40th.
I don't think they made enough deal about Sterling Sharpe going in the Hall of Fame, but that's just me.
They should have.
They really should have. All right, we will take a break. We will come back. We'll talk about that. We got some audio to play and much, much more. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Tap that wiener, wipe that wiener.
Damn.
Pick me, poke me, hurt me. You know what I was thinking about?
Your mom wears Skechers.
This, of course, Sturgill when he was on SNL. I want to say this was like 7-8 years ago, right when he just kind of kicked off real hard.
I know he was on there once with Chris Stapleton. They were on there together.
Yeah.
Then he by himself.
This is the one where the guitarist in the back, that's kind of a, well, he's not kind, is the heavier guy, is like so into it right now, and he's like doing the, just, you know, the big guy dance, like this thing right here. Like, it's just so fun to watch.
Do you ever want to mess with the guy if you're behind him?
Yes.
Are you like flipping him off to the crowd? Like,
but he can't, you're like the drummer. Well, you can if you're the drummer, I guess. You're sitting there playing with birds in the air as you're hitting the skins.
Just flipping them off.
Yeah, the horn players are flipping them off with their fingers, too.
You know, with two fingers in the tongue.
Man, so, first thoughts. Paige, I know you didn't. You saw the music portion,
which was,
I think, the night before.
Yeah, it was really good.
The Saturday Night Live 50. And, you know, for, I would say, like, a lot of our demographic, probably Saturday Night Live is not a big thing.
Which is
the younger version, I think. I mean, but it's sad because it means so much to, and it's just like our parents. Like, you should respect Dick Clark.
I was thinking American Bandstand.
Yeah, man. Right. Oh, like, yeah. When, you know.
Soul Train.
The whole thing about Dick Clark, you know, the older he got, and, you know, he would not stop doing the ball drop thing. And I remember my mom heard one morning where we were playing the audio, and she's like, "You shouldn't make fun of Dick Clark. He was part of my childhood."
got a little awkward toward the end.
Maybe teenage years. I wouldn't say childhood.
Oh, bless her heart.
Ethan.
She thinks she's going to drop kick your knees.
Oh, Lord. She just knocked the crap out of me with her walker.
She grabbed you with the nose and.
She used her little thing. She used to pick stuff up off the floor and just grab me with
the claw. The claw. Yeah. Right in the face.
Those things are great. When I had to get my hip surgery done, I had one of those, by God. Hell yeah.
Pull yourself up without it.
I like Mr. Crab walking around down
there. I'd take one right now.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to start with who wasn't there or maybe.
Okay, I would say, like, what's his name? Garrett. Garrett Morris.
Garrett Morris, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know he was still alive.
Yeah, I knew he was still with us.
I knew. But they cut away and they come back and he's sitting in a chair because apparently, you know, I mean, how old he is. I mean, first season, 75. So.
I looked it up. I think he's 88. Okay. Just turned.
So he's got, you know, sitting in a chair and he's still very animated, though, the way he was introducing. I thought that little short they played there with Bellucci was just one of the best things. I mean, I'd seen it before, but like...
It was great.
It's just so...
But it was creepy the way it started, like eerie.
I know, but that's what was cool. Like, it was kind of like SNL really, like, broke down the whole... I mean, it's certainly not improv, and neither is improv. If you really know, improv is not real improv. They have their little trigger words that they know they bounce off of each of them, but it's just the fact they're doing it on live television, and... You know, for years I always heard that Lorne Michaels would get pissed if you broke character. But now I think he's kind of bent on that. Like, you know, the audience actually enjoys it when you corpse. You know, you're corpsing up there. You're laughing during the bit.
Why? Because, you know, Jimmy Fallon's notorious for doing it in every
sketch.
You know,
they did not feature him very much at all, and I appreciated that because I'm not a fan. I mean, it looks like maybe I've heard he's not nice. But that's what Paige was saying earlier, all these people that, you know, for years was always the golden people you found out were like real pricks backstage.
Well, it showed.
And I'm not just talking about Ellen.
Yeah, but you know, people have bad days. I've heard that some so-and-so has been horrible to other people, and they were extremely nice to me.
Yes.
His show now is geared towards a much younger, which I guess it has to be,
yeah,
right?
I mean, yeah, I don't know.
To kind of survive it now.
I don't know. But he wasn't featured much on there, which I figured would be because of the whole NBC monster. I was shocked. Okay, where was Dan Aykroyd? Where was Danny Aykroyd?
I watched the first two seasons, every episode. He carried the show. He was in a lot of stuff.
He was funny.
And just not there?
I followed Chevy Chase on Instagram, and he was there, but they
didn't. I saw him in the audience.
Okay, wow. I was doing that thing where I would...
Because I watched on some of the stuff on YouTube.
That studio's never looked that big before. Like, they had all the lights on.
I've been there. It's really small.
Oh, wow.
Really small.
Wow. You really did.
And it looks...
That's awesome.
I took a tour, and it looks way bigger on TV. I don't know. Like, you could stand on the main stage and, like, touch whoever's doing the music, like, hand to hand.
Huh.
It's real small.
Well... But, it was like, dude, that is Cher. And obviously that turned out to be Cher. And I'm like, that's Kevin Costner sitting beside her. Like, this is like.
What are you talking about?
This is like We Are the World. You know, like, where's Huey Lewis? The DeBarge family. Where's
Chico?
Where's Chaka Khan? Where's, you know. And you see all these, like, Reverend Al Sharpton. Like, what is this hodgepodge of people?
It was odd that he was there.
I wrote down something I thought, because I was expecting, they kind of toyed around with it in the media, like expect some big surprises and stuff. And there was a surprise that I didn't say, because I'm, you know, not the, oh yeah, this is going to happen. But I was like, I had a feeling about something, and it didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
I thought they were going to have Kanye on there.
Oh my God.
Wow. Yeah.
The reference to it was great.
Oh, well, which one? Like, dude, they had Kim on there.
I didn't recognize her at first.
She's really funny. By God, I did. She's great.
She was. I was going to say, like, she did a really good job. I mean, she didn't do anything very much. But
she was good on there when she hosted.
I thought so. She kind of was, you know, making light of herself and her family. I thought she was real genuine.
Yeah.
I really liked the Lorraine Newman bit. I just didn't wish. Like, I don't put the Chad bit with it. Like, it was a good.
It's not everything has to.
Yeah, like filter. Just like a memorial piece, man. Just
she stays out of the
She really does.
She's one that, again, I thought she had passed. I had no idea Lorraine Newman was still alive.
Well, like, she wasn't featured as much in the original run, but, you know, like, really heavily for the reunion.
Yeah.
Jane Curtin, I didn't know was there until the very end.
I know, the very end. Her and another older lady that was on there. So
where were you guys at?
Eddie Murphy, how many MFs did he say? I know he said two.
Eddie Murphy was the star of the show.
Dude.
Which he usually is, but...
Like that, what a treasure, freaking Eddie Murphy. What happened to those years when he was just like, what were those years where he was only doing like PG rated stuff? Like, he's great when he's filthy. He's lame when he's not. I mean, like, white guy opinion. That's just the way I feel. When he was making, now.
It's just air donkey.
You know, some of those, like, you know, I even enjoyed the, pardon me. The Nutty Professor reference. I thought that was freaking, like, I popped so hard for that. The Hercules thing.
Oh, I got that too, man. Oh, we got, man, to play it when we come back.
That was, oh, we got a break.
Yeah, got to, but yeah, I got that.
I just.
He was the.
Good. Most of the people texting in really liked it too.
I didn't think the Jeopardy bit was good. It could have been better.
What was the ending? The thing with Tom Hanks?
I know he had done that character before where he's like the MAGA type of. Yeah. You know, the implied, you know, racial ambiguities there as far as what he may or may not say.
Right.
But it fell flat when he didn't want to shake his hand, or he was kind of backing away from Keenan when he walked toward him.
I didn't know what the ending was.
They didn't know how to react to it.
Yeah, it was kind of, oh, the audience didn't.
And they're all famous people. Yeah. You thought they'd laugh at, you know, like, they just didn't know how to handle it.
Yeah, but there's no guidebook for social stigmas. It's just like if one person on X thinks it's bad and a bunch of people follow behind, then now it's bad.
I hate the whole Ryan Reynolds thing.
He's a little overexposed, I think.
Well, his wife, the whole thing. I don't believe her anyway. So there you go. You bullied Baldoni.
Why do you not like her?
I hope he wins. This whole thing, this whole Baldoni-Blake Lively thing that's been going on forever, they're not going to go to...
I've been hearing about that and that God. Other people were dragged into it.
Dude, this thing is blowing up.
It's crazy.
And they don't go to trial until 2026. You got to hear about it all the way through the year. And I'm not talking
about it at all.
Oh, my... Like,
Steve Baldoni?
No, but no offense to you, you might have your head in the sand, because this thing has gone beyond just entertainment news.
Huh.
It's like mainstream news now. It dominates.
Well, I try
to sell environment that she, you know,
people get sucked into the vortex of her saying that she's not a good person, and I've read stuff, but you know,
yeah,
it's just like this thing is people really taking sides.
But what? Just quickly, like, what is?
He directed a movie they did together, Baldoni. She was saying that he harassed her. He's like, no, I got receipts. I got text messages. It's a whole big thing, back and forth.
Okay. Wow.
To where you really have to pick a side.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I maybe purposefully try to, like, dodge all those. Because I'm like, it's weird to, like, the he's the kicker.
I hate that I know it.
I remember that first allegation came out for the kicker.
Justin Tucker?
Yes.
Now there's more coming out.
Dude, I know. And I'm like, God, for a split second, I was like, I felt for you. Like, I thought it was like you maybe flirted with a girl, she took it the wrong way. And I could, because when you hear of allegations, you suddenly are like, that son of a bitch. Even though
those spas say that they weren't complaints filed against him officially and he wasn't banned, it's a numbers thing. Like with Deshaun Watson. I mean, yeah, what, 22 plus? I mean, come on.
Yeah, and he's about to lose his job, too.
Everybody's lying.
So it's just a weird world. But see, I think I do try to dodge those, because I'm like, I don't want to think until they're found guilty. Maybe I don't want to even, because, you know, there was that time during COVID with all this stuff where you, like, there were sexual harassment claims about this person.
Yep.
I think. Yeah. And that's an awful way.
Like, I have to know everything
about that. And who do you believe, you know?
I believe anything TMZ says. All right. We will take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk more about that and all this other stuff, too. It is The Rise, guys. Happy Tuesday.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise, Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And I don't have validation on this, but I trust you, the listeners, who are someone texted in and said that Chevy was there but had said he preferred to not be on camera. But why would he go and, like...
Oh, come on, Chev.
I mean, he's doing, like... I think his wife maybe does it. I get the kind of the feeling, the way a lot of his captions are worded, that she's running it. But he's on there all the time now. Like, he had a whole change of life, I think. I'm not saying necessarily anything faith-based, but he was a major prick, like, right after the vacation series to people.
I think he said he wished he never would have left, but he does a lot more interviews now than he used to. And I mean, the guy's still hilarious, just naturally.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's – but I guess, so according to that person – he has to not be on TV.
I got a clip if you want to hear. I mean, we can at least get to the one. It's an Eddie Murphy clip. I thought he was the highlight of the show.
Absolutely.
As far as clips go. The Mulaney stuff's good, but you know with him, it's going to be a musical and it's going to be
also,
long.
And also, he was on there more than any, like, I understand he was a writer and he's hosted a bunch, but like, he was on there, like, maybe time-wise more than anyone.
And he's funny, but, like, I would have liked to see more Gafalanakis. Other than the Keith Richards bit, which was funny.
God bless. Keith Richards. Jeez Louise.
Do you think they polled him and said, who wants to be on the show? Who don't?
Or was there an ask? Like, dude, they had Jack Nicholson. The first time that he's been seen on...
He don't leave his house.
And how does he look now? I can't.
He was wearing a New York Yankees beret.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a weird look.
Nice.
Look, I mean, he looked like, you know, Jack normally, but
he was placed there because I'm a nerd for that show. I love it. I'm not going to say that it inspires this. It inspires the way I think about funny things, I think, like, you know, in a sense, but nevertheless,
he doesn't even go to Lakers games anymore.
I was pausing it in slow-mo watching the crowd, and I looked right where they showed him doing that, you know, that introduction, and he was not there any other time. So nope. I don't know what the viewing area is like. Is there an above thing that people can look down on it, or is there
were two tiers, and then when you go in, they bring you through the top. And so you kind of get a view of the whole, you know, stage from up there. You don't get to go anywhere else.
So if you're sitting on that top part, you really can't see crap because it's so small and it's.
But I went in 2005, so I imagine it's been updated quite a bit. Yeah. But it's still a small space.
Yeah,
that place looked so much bigger.
Okay, I see some old Yankee Stadium there.
Speaking of Mulaney, he referenced that, and it was kind of it's oddly enough a fun little way that two former hosts had committed murder.
I couldn't figure out who he was talking about.
Me neither.
I didn't want to look it up.
Unless, I don't know that he hosted. I was going to say OJ, but I don't think OJ hosted. I think he might have been in like a weekend update.
I don't think he did. Phil Hartman's wife never hosted.
No. Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
I was trying to think, God.
God, Lord, no. I know.
But I feel like he kind of didn't get his proper.
He didn't.
But, I mean, look, I know it's 3 hours. It's hard to work it all in.
But, like, yeah. That was...
But you got to have a lot of Phil Hartman, man. Come on.
Okay, what else did I write down? Okay, observation, and feel free to disagree. I do not understand the attraction, and I don't mean sexual or looks-wise, but I don't understand the success of Paul Simon. That was just complete drizzling craps. That just sounded horrific. And I know he's old, but when you're old like that, you should not be performing anymore.
And who did he perform with, the blonde hair girl?
Hold on. Fatboy's going to make fun of me because I called her the wrong name the other day. Shake your
ass. I might
ass.
Not because I can't remember who it is.
I can see her face. She's real pretty.
I called her Charisma Carpenter. Sabrina Carpenter.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
That's right.
Her.
Yeah, he sounded the same when he was... He hosted the second episode ever, so yeah.
I knew
they'd bring him back.
I never got Simon and Garfunkel.
I didn't either.
I liked them. I mean, I liked a lot of their writing, but...
Troubled Water. Ooh.
Is that a regional thing that kind of blew up nationally?
I don't know. HBO pushed them a lot when HBO first came out. They aired that Central Park concert all the time. I mean, and again, when you had four channels, you'd watch something.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, I like you.
That and Kramer versus Kramer was all they played for a long time.
I like how, you know, You Can Call Me Out. That's like the most upbeat ever song he's ever done.
Oh, yeah. I mean, words itself are fine. But I just wrote that down. Like, I don't understand the fascination.
I kind of don't get it either. Except for this point, it was like, I guess, a living legend.
Amy Poehler looked a little odd to me, and I can't figure out what it was. I'm not making fun of plastic surgery or anything, but, like, she had, like, something was different.
Like something, like, you know, face-wise, maybe
like her nose.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yes. We said it at the same time.
Rhinoplasty.
Might have been.
Man, you know what? Like, I mean, I get it. Like, you know, I mean, I personally wouldn't do it. And you know why? Michael Jackson. I'd be afraid they wouldn't be able to attach.
Well, he had many his face started caving in.
Yeah, but see, allegedly he got his out of country, and then, you know.
Just don't want to do it too much and go, like, look, I'm not saying this is what people think might be happening, but Charlotte Flair, she might have had some stuff a little extra done. People were saying that, like, might be overboard. I know she had her boobs done because one popped.
Yeah, well, that happened in a ring. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, you didn't see anything.
No, but I can imagine.
Can't even
how
tell.
That
she was just holding it like I thought she was having a heart attack. The way she was.
I mean, there's no like nipple chest. Flying across the crowd or anything.
If it fell in the crowd, would the kid get to keep it?
I think so.
It's like Bret Hart sunglasses.
I guess.
Would you sign this urethra?
Nasty souvenir.
So I can send it to PSA.
It's a nature boob.
Oh my God.
What other clip do you have? Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, we can't play it because we don't have time for it.
Okay.
But it's just what you said. Like the prison bit was great.
Oh,
and
sure
honestly.
Did.
That was probably the funniest thing I've seen Will Ferrell do in a long time.
Yeah.
Big Red, I mean, that was hilarious.
Yeah, that was the Robert Goulet thing was kind of flat. That was,
everybody liked the Hercules shout-out from Eddie.
Okay, so see if with asking me who, and this isn't a sexist thing, but asking me who the best male cast member ever is incredibly hard to say. Like, it's a five-way tie.
Yeah, because everybody has their favorite cast.
But when it comes to the women... Dude, Kristen Wiig.
Oh, yeah. She's got to be so funny.
I put her up there. Like, Gilda obviously was incredible. And
but then it's like comparing eras. Like, the early SNLs, they didn't really do a whole lot of, far as, like, impersonations or, like, really, there's more character-driven, it seems.
Yeah.
Which they don't do now,
it seems. Don't do at all now, really.
Yeah, she's good.
She can, like, really sing. And, like, she did that Wonder Woman movie, and I think it kind of screwed up, like, her Hollywood path, perhaps, because that was just weird. But yeah, she's incredible. Like, I wanted to see some Target Lady. But then
damn it.
But she did the sisters at the beginning with the tiny hands.
I love that.
That's the thing. She's so good looking that, like, it's such a contrast when they turned her, like, into the evil guy from Ghostbusters 2.
She's just so funny.
Holy crap, that is what it looks like.
She made the alien sketch funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like the thing with that
she
one
was
is
so funny.
The whole alien bit is like you want to see what she calls her, you know, privates. Like what new terms do you have for that?
I was kind of shocked with the other person that they put in there. It wasn't funny, so I didn't watch the whole thing.
I'm surprised it did the whole wedding sketch bit is fairly new. So I'm kind of surprised they put it in the 50th.
Oh,
it's where you got the bridesmaid sing a song and how she cheats a lot on the dude.
Oh yeah.
So that was kind of shocking.
That was a new one.
Yeah.
But it's a new, like, rehash of the same bit.
I guess it was a way to cram more people in there.
Yeah.
Bad Bunny, I guess they wanted to put in there a good bit.
Yeah, I didn't even know who that was until afterwards. I was like, I thought it was the other guy, the Latino guy on the cast that I like.
Marcelo?
Yeah,
boy,
dude's
hilarious.
Great. That dude's awesome. Marcelo.
Bad Bunny's a bigger dude than I thought. Now, I know he wrestled
yeah.
a little bit, but he's a bigger dude
oh,
than
yeah,
I thought he
yeah.
was.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's a big son of a bitch.
That's right. All right. Well, listen, we're going to take a break. Paige, we're going to do at least two damn stories here.
Are we?
At least.
We've
that's
done
the goal.
One. All morning, and we've done.
You didn't do one last.
Essentially, three headlines today.
We got to work it in.
The fat boy was talking about having breast breath earlier, and
I won't talk about breast.
If anybody
anymore.
Has it, he's got it.
Hell yeah, I appreciate that.
I thought it was just sour belches. Ew. What is going on in the plex? Oh. Though?
No more of those.
Well, we have to talk about this. Is a first for a rapper. That has three albums
Whoa.
In the top 10 at once. We'll tell you who that is next. And Rise Guys headlines, and I'm going to tell you what's now spreadable, too.
Oh, you're talking about them legs?
Is it in the same thing?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's just another little
because
thing if I get to two stories.
It's going to be a Megan Thee Stallion story or something. All right, we'll get into that next. Good morning, everybody.
You can't hide P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.